This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. In New York City, the country's largest police force has been involved in a high-profile legal battle over its stop-and-frisk policy, a law that gives cops the ability to stop people without a search warrant. Also in New York, big-name retailers, Barney's and Macy's, were recently accused of stopping and questioning black shoppers because of their race. All of this has stirred a debate about racial profiling. In a moment, we'll hear about one man's personal experience with profiling and how he talks to his teenage son about being a black man in America. But first, that stop-and-frisk law in New York. Back in August, a federal judge ruled that the city's use of police stops, the centerpiece of its crime-fighting strategy, routinely violated the civil rights of thousands of blacks and Latinos. An appeals court has now put that ruling on hold. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reports.
There are few policies of outgoing New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg that have been as controversial as stop and frisk. It's a tactic New York police use to stop people on the streets without a search warrant. The police department says it's been vital in catching criminals and reducing the city's crime rate. Critics dispute those claims and say NYPD has disproportionately stopped, questioned, and frisked blacks and Latinos without probable cause. On Thursday, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily halted changes to the policy ordered by a lower court in August. Reforms to stop and frisk won't take place until the city's appeal is heard in court next year with a new judge. Speaking on New York radio station WOR on Friday, Bloomberg said he was very satisfied with the latest ruling, which puts a hold on plans for an independent monitor to oversee reforms.
We don't want an outsider coming in who doesn't know anything about crime fighting, putting the lives of our police officers and the lives of the public on the line.
The ruling is a disappointment for Donna Lieberman, executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, which brought one of the lawsuits challenging NYPD's stop-and-frisk tactics.
It's a setback, undeniably, but it's really only a procedural ruling.
We're not going to stop fighting discriminatory policing practices.
Sunita Patel is an attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights, also part of the class action lawsuit against the city. Both Patel and Lieberman say their organizations intend to appeal the latest court ruling. They're also keeping their eyes on the political fate of one man, Bill de Blasio, the frontrunner who's way ahead in New York's mayor's race.
I've been saying for a long time we need to get to work at reforming stop and frisk and bringing police and communities together. And further delay is not going to help this city heal and move forward.
De Blasio spoke at a press conference on Thursday. He's been a vocal opponent of Bloomberg's stop-and-frisk policy, unlike his Republican challenger, Joe Loda, who says he stands by the current mayor and NYPD. New York voters head to the polls on Tuesday, when they'll choose Bloomberg's successor and a key decider on the future of stop-and-frisk. Hanzi Lo Wang, NPR News.